Michael, how would you define cloud computing, or more specifically, software as a service?
Well, that's actually a pretty tough question, because cloud computing has been, I think, mystified in a lot of the literature. You could take a look at, for example, the National Institute of Standards definitions, which is somewhat helpful. There's also the University of London's definition, but I'd prefer to just think of it as a model which enables a ubiquitous, convenient, on-demand network access to a shared pool of configurable computer resources. That's quite a mouthful. So it involves networks, it involves servers, it involves storage, it involves applications and services. What's unique about it can be rapidly provisioned, which is very different than the traditional software licensing model, the flexibility that it has. So it also includes other commercial terms, on-demand self-service, broad network access, resource pooling, rapid elasticity, and then also, like a utility, it's a measured service. It includes commercial offerings, software as a service, infrastructure as a service, and then platform as a service. So how would you define cloud computing, Anne?
You gave us a very good technical definition. For a more simple definition, I would say that cloud computing means simply remote access. That is, accessing software and data from a remote server. The term cloud is vague and somewhat confusing. Nearly every consumer uses cloud computing when posting to a social media site, saving documents to Dropbox, Microsoft OneDrive, or Google Drive, or when using Gmail, Facebook, or Westlaw Nexus. Whether we know it or not, most of us use the cloud every day for everything from sharing photographs with friends to accessing our most confidential medical and financial information. Michael, what would you say are the essential elements or characteristics of software as a service?
I'm glad you phrased it that way. I think it really is a better term, software as a service, than cloud computing. And thinking about what are the essential characteristics of software as a service, I think first you'd have to say that it's on-demand, self-service. Second feature, I think, is broad network access. That's one of the key characteristics of this paradigm. The other point is that it's resource pooling and a shared infrastructure. In other words, every business doesn't have to have its own computer system, its own software. Software is shared, as well as other infrastructure is shared. It's a multi-tenancy model. The other point I think is that's unique about software as a service is that it has this rapid elasticity. It can expand and it can contract in response to demand, in response to things like what kind of services do you need? So in other words, it's not necessary to keep expanding, and then you're taking the possible risk that this will be resources that you'll never use. You can use the resources that you need at that time, and your resources may change. Another point about it is another essential characteristic is that it's measured service. In other words, you're measuring price by amount of storage, type of processing, bandwidth used, number of users. There's all kinds of different attributes. It's a lot like a Swiss Army knife, and it's so flexible. It can be used for many different ways of measuring price, and that's one of the joys, I think, of working in this area and representing clients, to think about that it's much more flexible in many ways than the traditional model of software licensing and computer contracting. The other point I would say is that SaaS, or software as a service, involves platform as a service, infrastructure as a service, which we've already explained, but generally think of it as access to software applications, hardware, the operating system, networking, all rolled into one. And this is a different kind of contracting and delivering model than we thought about in the 1970s. The PC was the dominant paradigm. This is a new paradigm where you have shared infrastructure measured on demand.